What's good, Wizards fans, and welcome to Locked On Wizards podcast. It's your host, the real Ed Oliver, my guy Brandon Scott. The Wizards win four in a row, four dubs in a row. Kuzma comes through in the clutch again with 33 points. Kendrick Nunn with a poster dunk. Let's talk about it. Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. So the Wizards win 108 to 103, four dubs in a row. They improve to 22 and 26. They are one game or half a game behind the Bulls for the playing spot. I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah, they're 22 and 26. So yeah, they're a half a game behind the Chicago Bulls for the 10th spot in the play-in. The Bulls are 22 and 25. The Wizards are now 22 and 26. Kuzma stepped up with 33 points. Denny Avdija double-double. Kendrick Nunn with a poster dunk. What was your main takeaways from this game? What was the biggest reason why the Wizards won this game to you?
Man, it was a team game. You know, two factors that really point out to me. Ball security. In ball movement, man. You know, like you said, turnovers were low. The ball movement was fluid. Looking at Kuz, 33 points, man. Another 30 piece. I mean, Kuz is playing at a high level. I think he should be in consideration for an all-star berth. Kuz is, man, at one point, it was, what, three threes in a row in the fourth quarter. I think Kuz, man, look, Kuz was very pivotal for us coming back in the fourth quarter. Very pivotal. Three three-pointers in a row. He was aggressive. You know, he was cooking tonight, man. He was cooking like an air fry tonight, man. But let's point out two people, man. Two people they were really hard on. One is a new addition, but Denny, like you said, double-double. In my opinion, he played well tonight. Defensively, you can really look at it, a lot of people tonight defensively. Denny's one of them. He really responded defensively tonight. Now, from the field, he did shoot, I believe it was at 4 from 13. But I feel like 10 points, 10 rebounds. You know, he contributed off the bench. He's really trying to fill that void left by the trade for Rui. And talking about that trade for Rui, Kendrick Nunn, man. Wow. I mean, we went from saying this guy might not even play, but in garbage time, he came in and the dunk, the energy, man, I know it's a small sample size, man, but for right now, I like what I see from Kendrick Nunn, man. You know, that's the guy you saw in Miami. He can defend. He's got the energy, you know, the shot. He's got a fast release. I mean, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. So I feel like he came in and he played good ball. Gafford, 4 blocks. So Gafford came in, you know, 9 points, 8 rebounds, but 4 blocks. And we're going to get to defensive belt in a little bit. But looking at DeLon, you know, underwhelming, but 3 steals. So defense was the name of the game tonight. Now, not all defense. I believe we did decent transition. We did decent perimeter-wise. Now, Şengün did have 21 points, 10 rebounds. I felt like the paint was wide open. I believe we were out-rebounded. I mean, so the paint, we did lose the battle of the paint. But, I mean, other than that, this was really a tale of two halves, man. The first half, I was like, man, look, if I didn't have to cover it, man, I was going to turn the TV off. But, you know, but real talk, man, that fourth quarter, wow, they came together as a team. Bill, you know, talking about Bill, you know, we said that bringing the ball up, he shouldn't be the guy. He let other people, they came together in that fourth quarter, man. You know, this is team basketball. And I often say that this team has a lot of talent. And when they play as a team, they win as a team. And they continue to prove it, man, four wins in a row, rather. And I think going into New Orleans on Saturday, man, they have a chance to get a fifth. I like what I see from right now, as long as they're consistent with playing team basketball. But overall, good win.
110%. It was a tale of two halves. It was really bad in the first half. A lot of transition points for the Rockets. Not getting back on defense, just getting out hustled. The Rockets just look like the more athletic team. Şengün was getting baskets. He was scoring on Gafford and scoring in the post as well. Jalen Green was getting to the basket as well. It was bad. Yeah, it did look like a game where it just looked like they were tired off of a back-to-back. And then the second half, they buckled down. They played a lot better defensively. Kuz did take over in that third and fourth quarter. He hit, what, two threes in the fourth quarter, two or three threes in the fourth quarter. He was huge. He was getting downhill, getting to the basket. We were getting fast breaks, getting in transition and scoring. Kendrick Nunn had a beautiful behind-the-back pass to Kuzma in the fourth quarter. That was huge. Then he dunked on somebody as well. So he was a spark, man. We talked about Kendrick Nunn, and we both didn't really like the trade. I still am not the biggest fan of the return, but we both said, you know, Kendrick Nunn could play. Like, he's not a scrub. The guy can play. He was all rookie. His rookie season with the Heat, had a good year. He had a good sophomore year with the Heat. He just went to the Lakers, got injured, was out for the whole season with the Lakers, and then this year he was kind of in and out of the lineup, inconsistent playing time he was getting with the Lakers. But this guy, he provides a spark on the bench. We talk about guys getting to the basket, getting to the paint. And Kendrick Nunn is a guy that he can do that. You know, he can get into the paint and he can provide a spark. He had a couple of nice passes as well. So I was impressed with what he did, man. He played well. Kuzma was huge once again, 33 points, 9 boards. Denny's been more aggressive. I know Tommy Shepard said that they traded Rui so he could get more playing time. So Denny's got to step up to the calling and no more excuses for him. And I thought he's done that in the past two games. He's been way more aggressive. Is he knocking down shots? No, he's still struggling from the field. He was, what, 4-for-13 from the field tonight. So he's still not shooting the ball well, but I love the aggressiveness for him. And that's all I want to see from him. I just want to see confidence from him and aggressiveness from him. He got 30 minutes tonight, 1-for-4 from the three-point line. Still working. The three-point shot is still a work in progress for him, but 10 points, 10 boards, 3 assists. I liked what I saw from Denny tonight. Brad, it still looks like he's kind of coming back from the injury. It looks like he is still coming back from the injury. It looks like it's still a slow process for him. He doesn't look like his spry self that he was before the injury. 17 points, which is not bad, but he did have one turnover down the stretch where I think Sengun took the ball away from him. They scored. But you know, he's still facilitating. He's playing. They're playing unselfish basketball right now. They're moving the ball. The first half was a lot of bad shots and bad three-pointers. They still struggle from the three-point line. The Rockets were awful from the three-point line tonight too, 17%. But that second half, they buckled down. They moved the ball. They were pushing the pace, getting fast breaks, and they played as a team. Jordan Goodwin had some good minutes tonight too. So I was impressed with the resiliency they had tonight. Drew Gooden on the broadcast, he said that something was fishy with the Rockets. It looked like they were looking for Victor Wembanyama. But I won't say that. I think they took care of business tonight, and I was impressed with the way they played tonight.
Well, I mean, looking at that record, they definitely looking for Wembanyama, man. But I mean, looking at Bill, man, I like what I see from Bill. I know he's ramping up from the injury, but he didn't force anything. He let the game come to him. If you look at his shot selection, they were high IQ shots, high percentage shots. You know, even the three. You know, he took his time, and that's the Bradley Beal I want to see going back to being a scorer. You know, not feeling like he has to shoulder the offensive load himself. And he did that. He's starting to see that. You're starting to see that from Bradley Beal, is that he's allowing the guys around him to kind of help shoulder that load, especially Kyle Kuzma. So, no, I love what I saw from Bradley Beal. I really did. That's the kind of game I want to see from him. But, I mean, to be down by as much as 19 points and fight back, this is a good win. I guess one negative I'm going to say is this. You know, if you look at the record, you know, I'm not going to trash Houston, man, but you can't get away with this with teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, these higher tier teams, man, they're not going to let you come back. And so we got to really get started faster. You know, we tend to start slow and catch up. And that's the difference between these lower tier teams and higher tier teams, man. You know, a lot of these teams challenging for playoff spots or really contender status, they're not going to let you get away with that. So that's one thing I want to see from the team going forward is that, you know, I always say consistency. Part of consistency is, you got to get the fast starts, man. You really got to get fast starts because slow starts will kill you against these bigger teams. But, I mean, overall, man, I mean, like I said, I didn't think that Kendrick Nunn was even going to play. And they look how many people we played tonight. I mean, you look at the bench, Denny, Goodwin, Nunn, Will Barton played, Vernon Carey played, Taj played. I mean, they really got a lot of people in. So I believe they're showcasing some people because a lot of people got in tonight. But, you know, Vernon Carey, let's talk about him real quick. I mean, how inspired were you by his play? I mean, I felt like he had his moments. You can see he's a versatile big. You know, he's got a jumper now. You know, you can see that, he's a little rusty, so a few shots were off. But overall, I like to see a lot more of Vernon Carey. What do you think?
I did like the effort with Porzingis being out. He got an opportunity to play. He did miss one layup, I think, against Sengun. I can't remember if we let him score or not. But I like the effort. I like the energy from him. He only played 6 minutes, so he didn't play long. He got 2 fouls in 6 minutes. He got 3 boards, so he got in foul trouble already within 6 minutes. But I like the energy from him, but he's got to finish some of those bunnies. And I thought there were some shots near the basket that I thought he could make, that he should make. I don't know if he had some jitters in him, you know, a little bit of nervousness. I'm not sure. But I think he's very talented, and I think he could be a good backup big man sometime down the road. And but yeah, I just want to see him finish around the rim a little bit better. And I know he's a better finisher than that. When I watched it, I know it was a summer league, but in the summer league, he was really good finishing around the rim. And I know it's a whole different ball game and a different animal from summer league to a regular game. So that's the improvement areas from that I want to see from him and to be able to defend without fouling.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I like his potential. I like to see him get more playing time, because going towards the deadline, you're going to see a lot of people being showcased. And I do believe, you know, looking at the roster, Kispert, underwhelming. I think one thing Kispert shows, he can, you know, he's not a starter right now, man. He's not a starter. I do like his energy. I like his game, but right now he's not a starter. I do believe that we do need a wing who can defend and shoot from three. I think that needs to be on a checklist going into the deadline. I don't know if you can say point guard right now. I mean, the guard position is overstocked right now. You know, we got Monte, we got DeLon, we got Goody, and now we got, you know, none, man. So you definitely got an overabundance of guards who really, if you look at all of them have parts of the games that you like. You know, I like what I see from Monte, DeLon, defense and three, you know, Goodwin and his energy, but none, it's one game, small sample size, but, you know, I like his energy. I like what I see. You know, I like him as a player in Miami, so, you know, I'm intrigued to see what he can do for this team. So, like I said, I wasn't a big fan of the retrade. You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse here. I don't think either one of us were. But if I can get this type of production from this guy that really was kind of a throw-in. I mean, let's be real. The main attraction of that trade was the picks. You know, the LA made it known they were trying to get rid of none. So if I can see this energy going forward, I'm very happy to a certain degree with this trade. But, yeah, man, overall, a really good victory, man, coming from behind. I like this win, man. I really do. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And Gafford played really well tonight, with Porzingis being out, 9 points, 8 boards. He got defensive player of the game tonight. We're just going to get the comments after this quick word from FanDuel. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel. I had a parlay tonight. I bet on Tennessee. I want to say VCU. So I won that parlay. It was pretty simple, pretty easy. I'll use it all the time. Fortunately, I bet the under on Daniel Gafford's rebounds at 7.5. He ended up getting 8, so he ended up getting over on that. So I'm happy that he got it. Unfortunately, I lost out, but it's fine. NFL playoffs are here. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On, because they're the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers join today to get started with $150 of free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 of free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. All right, so we're going to get to comments here and then wrap it up for the night. Was there anything else that you wanted to say about the game, or are you ready to get the comments?
No, we get the comments, man. Like I said, good team victory.
Yes, sir. Michael Wilder says the Rockets out here telling Sengun to be Jokic. I'm impressed but shocked. Sengun had a triple-double tonight, man. He messed around and got a triple. He had 21 points, 10 assists, and 11 rebounds. He was diming. Gafford couldn't stop him at all. He definitely was a problem for Gafford. Gafford had how many fouls tonight? He had 2 fouls. The reason why I bet the under on Gafford's rebounds, because I thought he was going to foul out. I thought he was going to foul out like he did yesterday against the Mavericks. But he ended up being more disciplined tonight. Now, there were a couple guys that did go for Sengun's pump fake. I saw Denny went for Sengun's pump fake one time and got up and fouled him. But other than that, in the second half, we did a way better job of guarding Alperin, Sengun for sure. And Gafford had a big putback dunk. They had a flagrant foul call on Garrison Matthews that was debatable. I don't know what you thought about that. I thought that was a little questionable, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll take it. That was a big part of our run too, because Gafford made both free throws. We got the ball back. I think we scored again on that possession, because we were down by 19 at one point. We were getting skunked. We were getting blown out. So it was looking really bad. I thought we were going to get blown up even more by like 25. It was that bad. The Wizards couldn't get stops, and they weren't shooting the ball well. But they were chipping away at the lead, chipping away. The flagrant foul helped for sure. And then Kuzma took over. But Sengun is a good player.
Oh, absolutely. I was very impressed with his game tonight, man. I mean, He's going to be a good center in this league. He really is.
Yes, sir. Perfect Finding says, Kuzma's a keeper. Free throw line is too close for Kuz, and despite the turnover Bill had towards the end of the fourth, he still played on the Celtics today. Yeah, he did. I didn't like the turnover at the end. It's inexcusable with him turning the ball over in the clutch. I don't know what it is. He leads the league in turnovers in the clutch with 12 last time I checked. Now it's probably up to 13 turnovers in the clutch, and that's inexcusable. He leads the league in turnovers in the clutch, and he's missed a good amount of games too, so that's inexcusable. That's like Dak Prescott leading the league in interceptions, and Dak Prescott missed a good amount of games. So he's kind of in that same category. I don't want to compare Brad to Dak Prescott, but, you know, but I mean, that's just telling of the turnovers in the clutch. He's got to find a way to be better in the clutch, return the ball over. But Kuz is definitely a keeper. And you can see why the Wizards don't want to trade him. I don't think they're going to trade him. I think they really do want to bring him back, but does he want to come back is the big question mark.
Yeah, I mean, I would not mind seeing him here long term. I wouldn't. I love how his game has evolved. I mean, looking at that interview, I don't think he would mind being here long term, but I think he's definitely going to try the free agent market. And you know, a lot of people say we're going to overpay. We'll see. But I do like his game. I like to see him here long term. Now, looking at Bill, I do believe the Bill needs, as far as, think about it, how do we deal with these issues in crunch time? Give it to somebody else. You should not be the guy bringing the ball up. Not at all. I think he needs to depend on the guys around him. I think Kuz, man, Kuz is that guy that you want to run the offense through. So I agree. When Bill steps back and becomes that scorer and doesn't feel compelled to have to be a playmaker and all that, I think he's best served that way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. Oren Menzigerski says the player of the game is Kuz and defender of the game is Danny. Danny. Yeah, 110%. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. How about you?
Yeah, I agree, but I'm kind of I was going to say Gafford, man, but when Shingun kind of did the business on him, it's like, nah. Yeah, I'm going to roll with Denny, man, and Kuz is definitely the player of the game. So yeah.
Yeah, Chimp said, great dub. Kuz is a man on fire. Omer says Kuz should get paid, man. So just a lot of positive comments about Kuz. Darcy Bacon says Kuz West still better rotation that keeps Kuzma on the floor more. Really like none with the Wizards. Bill is really trying not to be so one-on-one, but that's all he knows. Yeah, Wes, he does better when there's less guys to play. How many guys got playing time? Anthony Gill didn't play at all, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys did play tonight. 12 guys played. But I think when there's a couple of guys out, and the roster's consolidated a little bit, I think that's when Wes has to think less with the rotation. I think that's when he's better. When there's so many guys that he's thinking about, that's when, you know, Wes struggles a little bit with his rotation.
Yeah, looking at the comment, man, none. Yeah, again, you know, I like what I see from none. And I agree with what you said about Bradley Beal, man. When he doesn't have to be that, when he's not the one-on-one ISO guy, when he depends on the guys around him, man, he looks good. He really does. So I completely agree with everything you said. Let's see. I saw a funny one in here, man. Shout out to Omar.
Oh, yeah.
Azulay, man. Spencer Dinwiddie. I don't know if you guys know. Spencer Dinwiddie made some comments towards the end of the Mavs game where he threw some shade on the organization a little bit. Talking about, you know, the complete comments. I know he said something about those guys, they're not trying to win games. Everybody's trying to play for a contract. And I mean, we won the game. So I guess we are trying to win games, but. You know how Dinwiddie is, man.
Yeah, Kuz said something back on Twitter. He was like, you guys aren't playing winning basketball. They're not. All they're doing is a Luka isolation every play. It's a slow play. That's all they do. They just sit and watch him play, and everything runs through Luka. Dinwiddie, he's still hurt over this. It's been a year, man. Let it go. Every time we play him, every time he has to say something, he has to throw shade or throw a shot. Like, let it go, man. It's been three games. It's been three press conferences. He's just mad because he keeps losing us. We have not lost to the Mavericks ever since the Dinwiddie trade. We swept the Mavericks last year. We swept them this year, and Dinwiddie's mad. He's mad. He's mad. I get all the locker room stuff last year, but let it go. Let it go. You're just mad because you lost.
Yeah, you need to put that cup down. Stop drinking that haterade, man. Stop it. Stop it. Go count Bitcoin, man.
Chill. Right. Oh man. Yeah, John Booth, I did not say, he says, breaking Ed Oliver says Bradley Beal's Dak Prescott. Don't put words in my mouth. I did not say he's Dak. I did not see. You saw what Dak did in playoffs in the clutch. I don't want Brad to be like that. That's what I'm saying. We, you know, we're both Commanders fans. So, of course, you got to throw some shade at the Cowboys for sure. But I'm not calling Bradley Beal Dak at all. So don't say that at all, John.
I mean, he's more clutch than Dak. I'm just saying. But let's see.
The Venomous Media says, are we close to this becoming Kuzma's team? The past two games, yeah, it has been his team. There's really no debate for that. He took over both games for sure. He's been our clutch scorer and our go-to guy for sure.
I mean, this is definitely a team where it's not led by a lone guy. You can easily see that this team could be Kuzma's and Bill's team. You know, especially if they go out there and they pay him that $20, $25 million, you best believe this is going to be a co-team. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Right. None of energy and athletics are the kind of point guard we need. Benz says, and then Porzingis too. We can't forget about him. You know, it's the solid three. We'll end on this one. We'll wrap it up. Ben says somebody needs to slap Spencer like Will did to Chris Rock. I won't say too much on that. But Spencer, I don't know why he got a tribute video in D.C. That was ridiculous.
It must not take much, man.
Right.
We've been in some games. Where's our video at?
Right. We need a tribute video. We have to sit through some of these losses.
Oh, Lord.
And some of this bad play. But the Wizards they're playing better basketball. Spencer and Bertans got tribute videos, and that was ridiculous.
Yeah, as many words to describe that. But
All right, and then Echo C Pepper TV. Thank you, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to you, Ed and Brandon from the Philippines. I've been watching y'all since Danny got drafted by the Wiz. Love the criticism analysis every game. Yeah, we try to keep it real. Thank you for watching, guys. Wizards get the dub. Four dubs in a row. Thank you for making Locked On Wizards your first listen today. Now make your second listen, Gain the Game. Every moment, every top performance, every result, Locked On Gain the Game covers every game from across the NBA. But local analysis that only Locked On can deliver. Follow Gain the Game on Locked On NBA. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you guys for watching, listening. Four dubs in a row. Wizards are looking solid. They're looking solid. Hail to the Wizards. Peace.